Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Great googly moogly.
In his own inimitable style, we present...
Jason Ferry.
KX93.5.
Morning has broken. I know you love it when I sing to you first thing in the morning. How are you? It's 7:05. It's time to get up, get out of your lazy bed. Yes, it's full English scramble this morning. Ava's going to be here with the dog, I think, at some point. Now, I'm a bit nervous because Esther's here, the cleaner. And she's scared of dogs. She's one of those people, scared of dog people. So I'm hoping that Ava's listening right now and is, at this moment, picking the dog up so she doesn't bolt across the floor when she gets here. Anyway. These are first world problems, my dears. Also this morning, Linda Halligan will be here to do the top five and another edition of Caroline's Cause Corner. Do an interview with a jazz guitar player, Peter Sprague, and all will be well. Just remember that this is KX93.5 and you are listening to Daily Scramble Live with me, Jason Feddy. Tyler was last heard of somewhere in Arizona. All right, grab a coffee, will you? Put your cigarette out. It's horrible this time of the morning. David Wax Museum right now, and young man, are the dogs here, and the wife, lovely. We'll talk to them in a few moments' time on Daily Scramble Live. All right, you're with KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM. It's your Daily Scramble Live, and on the phone with me is Sly Dog. Good morning, Sly. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Laguna. This is Sly Dog coming at you live and direct from the Supersonic Surf Shack. I'm doing pretty good. Thanks, man.
Excellent. What's the scoop in the sea and the air today?
Yeah, we have a new swell approaching. The El Nino is just blessing us with all kinds of waves lately. So, it's going to be coming in a little bit later in today. We're getting a little shadowed here in Laguna by the Catalina and Channel Islands. So, your best bet is probably to head down like either San Diego or even get up north. I was looking at the cameras up in Ventura and stuff, and there's already waves.
When you say, when you say shadowed, is that what it sounds like? Like the island's literally blocking the waves from coming in?
Exactly. The waves are being blocked by lovely Catalina Island out there, and then even some of the other Channel Islands further north. I get a little blocked here in Laguna. That's why, and San Diego isn't. So it's always like about twice as big down there as it is to here in Laguna in the wintertime, at least. In the summertime, when we get all those south swells coming, boom, we're not getting shouted by the islands and stuff. So
Right. So better to go south or north, you're saying today?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it looks pretty slow going here in Laguna today for the waves, but maybe a little something in the evening as the new swell approaches. But, we got a high tide this morning at 10:30, so it might be just some good skimboarding for the high tide action. The conditions look really nice today. It's supposed to get kind of cloudy, not real cold today. I think like a high like around 70-something. For the air temperature, and the water temperature is still in the upper 50s, so full suits on that end. But, the waves are supposed to start picking up next couple days, so get out there, my friends, and have some fun.
Sounds great. Brilliant. Well, it sounds like a nice day to be in the water or in the air or to really just be anywhere and be alive.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice conditions out there, so get out there, embrace the El Nino. Catch up with you guys soon.
All right, mate. Thanks for calling in. Sly Dog there with the surf and weather on KX93.5.
Cowabunga.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. I'm Jason Feddy. My wife, Ava Burton's here. Hello, Aval.
Hello.
That was Donovan Leach singing there, and Donovan Leach has recently stated that he invented the Beatles. Yeah, and he also was a mentor to Nick Drake.
Do you know what I say to that?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, oh, dear. Well, that's why he's our wanker of the week. You can say that on American radio, yeah. I think in Britain you probably get in trouble for that, but yeah, he's a wanker of the week.
Do you know what? He's just a twit.
He's a twit. You can say twit. Careful with your vowels there, though.
No, that's exactly what he is. He's a silly twit.
He's a twit, yes. But he's old, and that I almost feel guilty making fun of him because he's, you know, he's sort of past the age where he's really responsible for his own bowel movements. Do you know what I mean?
How old is he?
He's, I don't know, 70-odd. You can't really, you know, you can't, they say things at that age and you just have to go roll your eyes and say, oh, there's Grandad again being daft, you know.
I guess.
You know what I mean? So, I feel a little bit guilty. A Texas grand jury, this is a big change of thought. A Texas grand jury has cleared Planned Parenthood of misconduct after the abortion provider, amongst other things, didn't just do that, it's terrible, bad writing, was accused of selling fetal body parts for profit. Instead of indicting Planned Parenthood, the panel charged the filmmakers behind the accusations with tampering with government records. The Center for Medical Progress, the CMP, secretly filmed videos that set off an effort to withdraw the Planned Parenthood's federal funding. CMP founder David DeLaden was also charged with buying human organs, or at least attempting to. We were called upon to investigate accusations of criminal conduct by Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, said Devon Anderson, the prosecutor who is now in charge of the case. As I stated at the outset of this investigation, we must go where the evidence leads us. So things have changed there.
So, just so I'm clear,
yeah,
they went undercover. They went undercover to pretend to suggest to buy fetal matter,
yeah.
Right, and they spoke to some people and at the Planned Parenthood, and they and the people at the Planned Parenthood place.
Well, they were just sort of people that, you know, when you first walk into a, you know, in Britain when you've got a family planning clinics, yeah, they're everywhere, right?
Yeah,
that's basically what this is.
Right,
except
okay,
it's federally funded, and they walked in with a film with hidden cameras. This organisation.
So now what I'm trying to get at is the undercover with the hidden cameras, the investigators,
yes,
have shot themselves in the foot.
Basically, exactly. You got it.
Because now they're being charged, indicted,
yeah,
with trying to buy fetal matter.
Which
they weren't doing. They were just trying to get a story to get Planned Parenthood closed down.
Right. And the organisation, what they did was they went in there and they said, they didn't say we're filmmakers making a film. They said we're the Centre for Medical Progress, which is like an innocuous name. But supposed to make them sound like an official body of some kind. Anyway, Planned Parenthood is a non-profit group. What they do is they provide reproductive health services. It's not just a one-stop abortion place. It's really terrible to describe it like that. It's for poor people who can't afford, you know,
prophylactics.
Proper information. It's counselling as well. A lot of that stuff goes on. They're certainly, the people when you first walk in, they're not trained or qualified to answer questions from people who are sort of sneakily trying to buy fetal matter and then make a film out of it and just make everybody look bad.
No, it's
lawyers,
probably just the receptionist whose job is to be nice to people.
That's right. Democrats have stopped efforts to close down these Planned Parenthood offices. Barack Obama has promised to veto any bill that stripped the healthcare provider of funding. 11 states, including Texas, launched investigations after the release of the videos. 9 have determined Planned Parenthood did nothing wrong. The inquiries have yet to finish in Arizona and Louisiana. So there you go. It's a funny country, isn't it, we live in?
Yeah.
Very weird. That they, you know, don't leave it up to women to make decisions about their own stuff. Yes. All right, it's KX93.5. Daily Scramble Live is here. Tyler's away. He's been driving a bus across the country. He sent me an email yesterday saying, this is a big country. He's just realised that it's...
I know, I think he thought he was going to be back on Monday, didn't he?
No, well, anyway, he'll be back tomorrow and we'll look forward to that. It's KX93.5. OMG, Tyler Russell's on the phone. My goodness me, I remember him. Let's just see if we can get him on the air.
Are you sure you pressed all the right buttons?
We'll see, won't we? No swearing. Hang on a second. I want to get Ava's here too. She's my new co-host. She's prettier than you.
I know, I've been hearing Ava.
Have you been listening in?
Morning.
Here and there, yes. Hello, Ava.
Hello. Did you ever see that Frasier episode where he went cross-country RV with his dad?
I'm too young to have seen any Frasier episodes.
All right, whatever.
I'm just going to put the phone down in a minute. He's just...
Whatever, I was going to say something nice, but forget it.
I know, I was really missing him until he got on the phone. How are you, Ty? Where are you?
Well, I'm in Tucson, where my parents live. Yes. We made it 2,500 miles at about 50 miles an hour.
Right.
Which took 2 days longer than we expected it to take. So we made it to Tucson. I'm going to fly home today, and then we'll get the bus back to California later. I don't think we can take any more.
Really, 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 really. And you and your dad, are you still friends?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I haven't asked him.
I don't know. Not talking to each
speaking.
Other.
Oh, my God. It's all right. We know some counselors. We can help you with that. So we're not allowed to say what this whole trip was all about, but basically you've driven across from Virginia, somewhere in Virginia, right?
No, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina, in a school bus. It's a great story.
Right, but you can't really complete the story because we don't know exactly what it's for yet. Well, I do, but you don't.
Right, exactly. But you're not opening a school.
No, certainly not.
It's Tyler Russell's School for Young Genius Entrepreneurs.
Well, this could either be the best or worst idea I've ever had.
Well, you know what? It's fun already. And I keep, you know, every time I think, God, where the hell's Tyler? I really need him. And I think, well, he's young. Let him enjoy himself.
Nice. It's already a great story.
You sound great. Ava's doing marvelously. You don't need me at all.
Yeah,
well, maybe if it was a couple of hours later.
Wait till you see what colour we've painted the studio. Well, it's really lovely to hear from you. I'm delighted and I'm happy you're back tomorrow because, you know, I need you, Tyler. I can't just do this on my own.
I know. It's very, very British when I'm not there.
I know. We're going to do Slang Bang this morning, actually, but I think I might do...
I heard. It's going to be the most British thing.
We're going to call it Slang Bang.
Slang Bang.
Yes. All right, the dog's barking, Esther's going crazy,
hello,
we're going
to
get off the phone, yes. We're going to get off the phone, we'll see you tomorrow. In answer to your question, Ava Burton,
yes.
Why are we playing that song?
Yes.
I don't know why, and I'm not going to play it again because I don't like it. How about that?
It wasn't for me either.
Not to my taste. Oh, dear. It slipped through the net, that's why we're playing it.
Is it a local?
I don't know, no it's not, it's Grace Mitchell, I've never heard of her, so I don't know, I probably was asleep. In the meeting when that was decided. So, anyway, we were going to play Slang Bang.
Let's do it. Let's.
Yeah. But I've just got an email from a guy who's irritated me.
Don't let him win. Come on, let's play Slang Bang.
You know, I'm tempted to have a go because when I get an email from somebody who's complaining about something I said on the radio, I'm tempted to go, right, let's get him. On the other hand, I just think, well, you know what?
What's he complaining about? Come on, quick.
The news story about Planned Parenthood.
What's his complaint?
Oh, you should
now
just
I'm
read
irritated.
This stuff. It's really quite revolting, the things he says. But people do think that the Planned Parenthood, which is a family planning organisation, have been selling body parts. Like, they've got this thing in their mind that, like, arms and legs of babies is being sold. And he says horrible things about how Planned Parenthood stick the scissors in the brains of stillborn children, all this stuff.
What?
Really? It's just like...
How
it's
is this
absolute
even
insanity.
A contact of yours?
I don't know, he just raised it. Listen, it's my radio show, I can say what I want.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so there you go. And these people at Planned Parenthood, these people at the CMP, this Centre for Medical Progress, who are now being indicted for being very naughty and going into Planned Parenthood offices and making videos of them asking dodgy questions to people who don't know the answers. You know, if there's human or fetal matter being sold for stem cell research, that sort of thing, there's a legal way of doing that. There's a legal way of figuring that out. I don't know what it is, but this is not to do with
coming from Planned Parenthood.
No, and it's not to do with selling babies' arms and legs.
Fecal matter on the other side.
Not fecal.
I could give you a good price. Come on, let's play Slang Bad.
We'll play in a minute. It's Paul Simon on the radio. And I should just say, I'm not an expert.
No.
I have a feeling about these things. I'm also clearly not a religious person who has a, you know, who's pro-life, anything like that. I'm clearly the other way around, and that's just the way I am. So if you want to get a radio show, come in and present it to us, and maybe we'll give you one.
And now, Slang Bang.
Yes, Slang Bang. Shall we?
Hey, I've been waiting all morning.
I know you've wanted to do this
all those
morning.
Women came in. Caroline, Linda.
Yeah, news, surf reports, Tyler Russell calling in. It's been a good morning, actually.
All I want to do is play Slang Bang. Come on, it's nearly time to go home.
Well, it's difficult to play Slang Bang with just you and I to do it, isn't it? Because we don't, you know, obviously we know the answers to everything. We should have done it when the when American people were in
here. That's why I want to play, because I know the answers.
Right. Well, so how are we going to do it, though? We'll just discuss.
Well, you read them out and see if I know what they are.
All right, because there's a website called Anglophile. They've done a list of the top 100 slang words, British slang words, and they've given a definition for each one, an American definition for each one. Number 100 on the list, I'll find it here. There we go. Rubbish,
commonly known as trash,
or garbage. Or you can say that's crap, you know. So that's
rubbish.
It's rubbish, yeah. It's a load of crap. Blighty is number 99. We're not going to do them all. Blighty. You know what blighty
is?
Yes,
of course. It's England.
It's England, England. A jewel in a sea of velvet. Good old England.
Do Americans not call England blighty?
Certainly not.
Oh,
it's Britain.
Okay, jump to 80 then.
All right, yeah. Let's do that. Smeg.
I don't know the literal translation of smeg.
It's just something that's not very nice, isn't it? It's really horrible, snotty.
It's quite viscousy.
Yeah.
Thick, viscousy.
I think it refers to... can you say this on the radio? I don't know.
Don't say it, don't. Never mind, yeah. Moving on. 70.
Never mind. It's from that show Red Dwarf. Remember the show Red Dwarf?
Oh, really? Is that where it came from?
Instead of saying the F word, they would say smegging this or smegging that. Yeah. Okay, what number now? There's another number.
70.
Number 70. Bollocks.
Oh, it's your favourite word.
My favourite word of all time.
Yes.
Yeah, bollocks. Meaning balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? There's another number.
60.
Number 60 here is up the duff.
Ah, bun in the oven.
Bun in the oven. Painters are in.
No, not painters are in.
Oh, no, that's a different thing, yeah.
Something else.
Right.
It means you're pregnant.
Pregnant, yeah. That's a good one. Would you like, what number?
50.
Number 50. A one-off. That's a one-off. They don't say that here.
Don't they?
No. Nope.
It's like a chance in a million.
It's no, one, just only, for one time.
It's a one-off.
It's
yeah.
a one-off.
Not going to happen again. Not,
never going to happen again. A one-off. You want to just do it in 10, so down to 40?
Oh, you've got it.
Is that? Bog roll.
Toilet paper.
Bog roll. Much better word, though, isn't it?
I'm off to bog.
Have we got any bog roll, Mum?
Is that because? that's where, it, you know, before toilets were invented.
Toilets.
You used to go.
Invented in the 1890s by Thomas Crapper. I think you'll find 1840s.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why we say I'm going off to the crapper?
Yeah.
Not, I would never say that.
Yeah. No, you would, because you're a lady.
But before Thomas Crapper came on the scene, did one do their business in a marshy bog?
I guess so.
I mean,
and if you did your business, wherever you did it, if you did it in the living room, eventually it would be a bog, wouldn't it? Pretty revolting. Yeah. Okay, so we're slang banging. Well, let's go right up to the top now. Number 5, blimey.
Called
My goodness.
Blimey.
Called blimey.
It's the etymology of that isn't that
God blind me, yes.
Excuse me, God blind me. Yeah.
Okay, number 4, give me a bell.
Call me.
Number 3, bloody, as in bloody hell.
Blimey. Well.
The same thing. It's like damn. It's like it's an exclamation. Number 2, cock up.
Mistake, error.
Mistake, screw up. Yeah. And number 1 on the list, tosser. Idiot. Yes, it's your Daily Scramble Live. And I think it's time to say goodbye, really, Ava.
It is,
because it is the end of Daily Scramble Live officially. And
then it just goes into you.
It's just me, but I'll be doing very short breaks and we won't be really... we'll try not to offend anybody and just try and do nice things for the community. Okay?
Okay.
So we don't do any naughty stories that upset people.
No.
Lots of music coming up in the next 2 hours. And then Sandy will be up at noon. It's KX 93.5. Keep it here, okay?